श्रीमद्भागवतम 159 आर्योनुजस्तवगजायुतसत्त्ववीर्यः तेनाहृतप्रमथनात्मकाय भूपा यन्मोचितास्तदनयं बलिनध्वरेते. सो हियर अर्जुना इज नाउ रिमेम्बरिंग another great adventure with Krishna, in which he observed how Krishna empowered his brother Bhima to overpower the mighty Charasandha. Yat tejasa nripashiro angrin aham makhartham. So he's describing that makhartham. There makha is fire sacrifice. So Jarasandha had arranged for a fire sacrifice. So what he had done in that? Actually, for that sacrifice, he was going to kill kings. Pramathanath makhaya bhupaha. So Pramatha is madness. So Lord Shiva is, in one sense, to many people, he appears to be mad. Because he dances and performs tandavanutya. So Mahabhairavi, the Lord of the Goats, Pramathanath, he acts as if he's mad. He's not mad, but he acts as if he's mad so that he can attract the people who are mad to him, and through them, that attraction, they gradually become elevated. Pramathanath makhaya bhupa. So the kings whom he had arrested and he was going to sacrifice them in the sacrifice to Lord Shiva, Aryo Anujas Tav Gajayuta Sattva Viryaha. So, Aryo is referring to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Tav Anuja, your younger brother. So, because he's speaking to Yudhishthira, he's speaking everything from Yudhishthira's reference. So, Bhima is his brother also, but he's saying, your brother. Gajayuta. Ayuta refers to a formation, so 10,000. So, Gajayuta. So Bhima had 10,000 elephant strength and sattva-viryaha, he was extremely powerful. Tena-hrita. So what he did was, that king who had brought hundreds of kings under subordination to kill them, yanmo-chitas, he liberated them. And then after that, what happened after that? Tad-anayan. When they came for your sacrifice, they brought tributes for you. Bale madhvarete. They offered sacrifice to you. So in this way, now we may say, what is Krishna's role in it? Actually, Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima, all three of them went to the kingdom of Jarasandha because his army was formidable, and confronting his army would have led to a lot of bloodshed. Krishna and the Pandavas decided that a less bloody way to resolve the conflict would be to go and challenge him to a single combat. So there was a long wrestling match between Bhima and Jarasandha, which went on for days and days and days and days. One day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. By the end of the fourth week, on the 27th night, Bhima was totally bemused, exasperated. He felt there was no way to conquer Jarasandha. And at that time, it was Krishna who indicated to him that Jarasandha had a weakness along his central bones, because he had originally been born in two parts and had later been united together, those two parts. So at the point of union, his body would be weak. Everywhere else, when Bhima hit him, it was like hitting a wall of rock. Nothing would happen to that person who was being hit. And Bhima himself would feel the endeavor of hitting someone. So Krishna told that there is weakness. Now normally he would not have found the weakness, but by Krishna's grace he found the weakness in Bhima. And he bisected him, knocked him down and tore him apart into identical halves and threw them away. And with a roar of pain, Jarasandha left his body. So actually, the key as they say, intelligence insight. There is intelligence in terms of, there are intelligence agencies which stay in touch with what other countries are planning or what the enemies of the state are planning and try to adjust things accordingly. So in this case, the Pandavas had, by their intelligence, come to know that there was no direct way to fight Jarasandha. But even when they did not know, they didn't realize that armed confrontation between the armies would be difficult to win. But even in the one-to-one confrontation, Bhima had not expected Jarasandha to be so indefatigable. So in a war, sometimes the intelligence input that comes in from one spy, it might be just one bit of information, but that bit of information can change the whole direction of the war. So Krishna gave that one bit of input by which Bhima was able to win the war against Jarasandha. So Krishna is in that intelligence agent role. He is constantly ready to equip his devotees so that they can attain the supreme victories in their lives. So as devotees, when we take up services, our focus should be more on whether we can serve Krishna or not effectively. If we can serve him, then even if specific abilities are efficient, if we have the desire and the zeal to serve, Krishna will give the empowerment. If you pray to him sincerely and if we please him by our service attitude, by trying to do whatever we can in his service. So, just as Krishna empowered Bhima to overpower Jarasandha, so that such an intimate relationship Krishna had with everyone of them, and Yudhishthira Maharaj is being told that Krishna has departed from the world. So we can also meditate on such pastimes and try to get the feeling that we are separated from the Lord, and that we need to reconnect with the Lord. And the easiest way to do that is by devotional service. By engaging in devotional service, we can stay engaged in the service of the Lord and thereby make spiritual advancement till we ultimately attain the perfection of life. Thank you.